There are so many types of adhkar. Where should we start? A seeker of knowledge who is studying, where would they fit dhikr in? Whatever you can do is what it is, but I think in terms of the most essential, then I would say there are three or four things. Number one, we need istighfar in our life because we're constantly falling into some wrong deed, whether that be minor or sometimes even major. May Allah forgive us and protect us. So istighfar is very important. And the Prophet ﷺ used to make istighfar 100 times at least, you know, or 70 to 100 times a day. So that would be the first thing, to make it in the morning and the evening, istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah rabbi, min kulli dhanbi wa atubu ilayhi, or any other type of istighfar, sayyidul istighfar, which basically means, oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. That's just to help us keep clean, like having a shower, having a wudu every day. Number two, we need some salawat in our life, which is durood sharif. So at least add some to that, maybe 100 times a day you can start with, then do them twice a day. And the benefit of that is to invoke blessings on oneself, perfume oneself, adorn oneself with the blessing of Allah. For us to benefit in this world and for us to be proceeding well in this world, in doing good things and in basically just having barakah, then we need blessings. And one of the best ways to attract blessings is to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right, then number three, you can add in there some Quran reading. Because Quran reading, especially with focus, is extremely beneficial. There's so many benefits in the Quran in terms of opening up, brightening the eyes, cleansing the heart, removal of griefs from the heart. There's so many things as long as it's done well. That's Quran reading. And then of course there's number four, which is the repeating of La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah then. So La ilaha illallah, to repeat that maybe 100 times a day. So if somebody does La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah 100 times, istighfar 100 times, salawat 100 times, then that's a good thing. Also, when you're talking about being a student seeker of knowledge and doing that, it's for anybody to find the time to do that. Inshallah, that will provide a greater benefit. Because remember, knowledge is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we seek in the knowledge of Allah and we're not doing dhikr to facilitate that, dhikr facilitates knowledge. It gives us greater love with Allah. It gets us closer to Allah. The knowledge is of knowledge is from Allah. So that means that we'll open up our hearts more to, inshallah, absorb that knowledge, benefit from that knowledge. So I know that the trade-off is that if you're a workaholic, it's like, I'm wasting time if I'm doing dhikr. I'd rather read a book or study something or whatever. But in all honesty, you know, when you look back at this, it's that if we had done enough dhikr while doing that as well, then inshallah that benefit from that knowledge would have been so much more. Because remember, knowledge are words. And if you look at knowledge, it starts off with words. It's how that knowledge settles in our heart and our mind. بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. Right, then it's how you process that, how you use that, and how it can find itself manifest on our own self. Dhikr is what facilitates these things. Dhikr is what facilitates these things. So the other thing is that to do dhikr is difficult for anybody, for lots of people, because we have to push it into the daily schedule. That's why what I would suggest is that when you're going to study, when you're on your way, when you're going to school or wherever else, try to link it to a certain action that we're doing. So every time I'm going to school or every time I'm going to study, I'm going to do this many tasbihat. I'm going to read my Yasin at this time. I'm going to do my Suratul Mulk at this time before I go to sleep, when I wake up or on my way. So obviously then the benefit is that eventually if we push ourselves and habituate ourselves to do that, then whenever we're doing that act, we'll be starting our dhikr. So that's one way to incorporate it.